You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were reading a story yesterday about former football hunk Rob Gronkowski. And he was talking about one of his quirks, and that is he doesn't like when people touch him.
Right. It's a little weird. I guess a lot of
fans come up and they do the laying on of hands where they put them on. They want to touch him.
Well, they probably hug him and squeeze him. He's all good looking and muscular, you know. Who wouldn't want to squeeze him?
He says, flip out. I just ask politely, like, hey, can I just get my space?
Right. You're in my bubble, you know.
I was talking about the guy that I worked with who really freaked out if anybody ever touched his hands. He didn't mind if you touch him on the shoulder, you could touch him on the neck, I mean, leg, whatever. But if you touch his hands, it was just like, ugh.
That's so weird.
And there are people who are like that with their feet. But we were wondering if people wanted to call us up this morning and share their own little quirk. And it doesn't have to be just like that. It doesn't have to be a touching quirk. It could be whatever your quirk might
I've
be.
I've been racking my brain about mine today. I don't know. Maybe you can point something out for me. The only thing I came up with is something we've talked about 1,000 times, which, you know, I have to back into parking spots. That's my quirk. It's like I don't want to pull into I'm backing in no matter what the situation. But other than that,
well,
tell me one.
The funny thing about picking out a quirk for you is that you have a life of quirks. And so your life is a quirk. And so it's kind of weird. I mean, you want me just pull one out of my butt at random about
That's
you?
That's one of your quirks. You're always pulling things out of your butt.
Just one of the many for you is leave your house, unplug your microwave oven.
Right.
I mean, if you say that's not a quirk, then you're crazy. Okay, that's a quirk. You know,
are quirks and OCD fairly similar?
Nah, well, they could be. I guess they're in the same. The thing is, we have to be careful using the term OCD because some people call us up or text us and they get mad at us.
They do?
Yes. Yes. So we're not going to use that term. We're just going to say, what kind of unusual quirk do you have? Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. You can text us, sure. That's the easy way. But calls are always so much better. It's the superior way.
Yeah, we want to talk
communicating
to you.
With your boys. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. I'll just pull one of my, we all have them.
Okay.
One of my quirks is also involves the microwave, is that I cannot let it do the long beep at the end.
I get that.
Stop it.
I love doing that.
What I try to do is stop it exactly as it hits zero.
Okay.
That way it's just the one beep and you're done.
Okay. I see, and I stop at one. I always stop it at one so it just doesn't beep because I apply human qualities to the microwave and I feel like it's pissing the microwave off.
Okay.
Not letting it finish.
But see, the thing is, if you do that, then you do then hit clear for the timer?
No, I leave it at one.
Okay. one of my quirks, too, is that I don't like to see extra time left on the microwave.
You like double zeros.
I like to just be at zero, but I don't want to hear that long beep, so I stop it. That way, it's the same one beep,
beep
and you're done.
Beep.
Yeah.
Beep.
Meta, who lives up in Longmont, said, don't touch my belly button.
Yeah, stay away from the belly button. Yeah, it's a little sensitive little area, you know? I love Sam. Sam's is, my quirk is I have to have a fresh trash bag in the trash can the day the trash is picked up. It's like a fresh start to the week.
I agree.
I am 100% with you, Sam. 100%.
That's really good.
Every little tiny piece of trash has to be out for trash day so the house feels clean for the entire week. I'm so with you, man. That's a good one.
Nat texted in and said, I don't like people to hand food to me with their hands.
Yes, that's a good one.
I guess tongs or a spatula onto a plate or something, but
right.
Don't pick up the food and hand it to Nat.
Yeah.
That's kind of it. Let's see if some of these, we've been having some phone issues. Let's see how they,
see if we get the phones
works
now.
Out this morning. Here's Matthew. Matthew, what's going on today?
What's happening, boys?
Hey, good buddy. Morning. Good morning.
Oh, just doing a radio show. So, what's your quirk?
All right, so when I'm listening to music in the car or listening to my boys, I have to have the volume set to an even number.
What's it normally at? Like, what normally is the number?
Depends on if it's commercial or if it's music, but it's usually like 12 or 8.
Right,
12
there.
Or 8.
Those are your numbers. Okay, very good.
But not 10.
Those are the sweet spots. 13 is too loud. And,
yeah, 14. 14, you're going to blow your ears out. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That is great. Listen, thanks for being on the show. Hope you have a great day, okay?
Hey, thanks for the show. Appreciate you, boys.
Yeah, man. See
that
you later.
That is great. Is it Jeannie? Is that right?
Yes.
Jeannie, what's your quirk?
Well, I agree with Matt, which also makes me very similar to Jeremy, where I have several quirks.
Okay.
But you guys had brought up one point in time that, Dom, I think you said when you set your alarm, you'll set it for like 3:06, 3:04. That's just not acceptable. It has to be 3:15, 3:30, 3:45. Like, you can't, it has to be at the quarter.
Okay. So 3:17 would just ruin your life.
No, my day would be awful. Uh-huh. I couldn't start like that.
You know what'll mess you up even more, Jeannie, is that a lot of times I'll just randomly change it. So instead of setting it for 4:06, the next day it might be 4:09 and then 4:02. No. I will never set an alarm for 4:00.
Dang.
I just won't do it.
No. It's giving me anxiety right now.
Yeah, you're freaking out, aren't you? I can tell. You're like, Gotta go.
Have a fun day, okay?
See ya.
Thanks, guys.
Couple more coming in. Ken says, my quirk, I can't wink with my left eye. I end up just blinking when I try to wink. Kathy said, my quirk, I am extremely uncomfortable in social situations. I tend to use finger guns way too much.
Oh.
Hey, guys. Hey. Pew, pew, pew.
John says, I don't like it when people sing in my car.
Oh, yeah. I'm with you, buddy. Shut up. Angela, my quirk, I have to sleep with 4 pillows. If we stay at a hotel, I have to get 2 queen beds and not 1 king, just so I can use the pillows from the other bed.
You know, who sent that in?
Angela. I'm like that.
Angela, here's a little pro tip for you, is that when you're checking in, just ask right then for extra pillows, no matter what size bed you have.
3 more pillows.
And they will do it. You just say, hey, can you send 2 more pillows up to room, 304?
And then just look at them and say, don't ask.
Do that and that.
Don't ask.
Another quick call. Here's Sarah. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Super dupes.
Couldn't be better. What's your quirk?
I leave the upper cabinet doors open all the time.
In the kitchen?
In the kitchen, anywhere, if there's a laundry room, anywhere that there's upper cabinets.
So like the ones above your fridge, they're open?
Well, I mean, I'm like 5 foot, so I have no use for that unless if I have to get up on the counter. So those ones are shut.
There's a great meme going around with a picture of a fridge and then an arrow pointing to those 2 cabinets above the fridge. And it just says the F word, these cabinets.
Right.
F these cabinets.
So true.
It's where things go. That's where appliances go to die, is in those cabinets.
You know, thank you for the call,
thank
Sarah.
You.
We appreciate you. I feel like I married Sarah because Gretchen just leaves all the cabinets open.
Yeah. You guys just need to go to those. You have like just the shelves in your kitchen, don't you? Just like shelves?
We have both. There's a lot of shelves, but she has stated she wants a kitchen sometime that is just all those freestanding shelves.
Cabinet free.
Cabinet free, man. It looks good. Cool as hell.
It does.
I have to admit.
Yeah, yeah.
So that side of the kitchen looks great with just the shelves. But if there's cabinets,
they're open.
They're open. Jen from Golden says, I hate having my face touched. Every time I see movies in a romantic scene when they touch the face, all I can think of is, when's the last time that person washed their hands?
Mm-hmm. You're getting fecal all over my face. Stop it. Dee Dee texted in, my quirk is I'm insane about my desktop on my computer. All the icons have to be organized alphabetically and color coordinated. That's intense.
Yeah.
That's really intense, Dee Dee.
Yeah, that's too much.
Can't handle that.
Kim says, I have my clock set at 5 minutes ahead and then my clock on my bed 20 minutes ahead because I'm always running a little late. You know, the problem with this setting the clock because you run late is that it can't possibly work because you always just do the math in your head, right?
Right.
If you've set your clock 20 minutes ahead, you know it's 20 minutes ahead. So if it says 6:20, you know it's 6. You're not fooling yourself.
Yep, absolutely.
Right?
You're right, yeah. Carol says, my quirk, I can't stand when paper wrappers from straws are left out on the table when you eat out. I have to gather them up and throw them away. Yes, that's so good, Carol.
That's funny. No matter how old she ever gets, Gretchen has to be the one who always shoots the straw wrapper at you across the table.
You got my eye. It's right in my eye.
Shannon says, I teach young kids to read, write, etc. So my whole day is centered around moving from left to right. In the shower, I line the products up in the order I use them from left to right.
That's smart. That's a time saver. That's smart.
How is that a time saver?
It just is. You know where everything is. You use things from left to right, right?
But
isn't that
you
what she's
know
saying?
Where they are anyway. It's not like you have 200 items in your shower, or do you?
Well, you should see our shower. Kathy,
oh, that's right.
We got a lot of product.
I have seen your
shower. My quirk, my kitchen sink faucet on-off has to be straight up when it's not running.
Okay.
Okay, it's like, yeah, it's like clean, precise, ready to go either direction, on-off.
Yes,
on,
and that, yep, that ties in kind, yes, of with my, we just talked about it another week or two ago, about my, if there's two light switches to a room,
yep,
the main one has to be the one that is either up for, yes, on or down for off. I can't, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's Joy on the phone. Good morning, Joy. Thanks for calling your boys.
Good morning.
So what do you got, yeah, for us? What's your quirk?
I have to go last or have my back up against a wall when I'm in like a social situation where there's no definitive line, but people kind of just know about like a museum or a grocery store, or if you're on a tour or something. Yeah, on those tours, I like to kind of take my time and observe, and I hate the idea of being in anybody's way. So
you're
last.
So you're like the straggler at the back. Everyone's waiting. Where's,
yep,
Joy? Has anyone seen Joy? And she's back in the dinosaur bones.
Well, again, I got to reference Gretch one more time. If you get off the train at DIA, and you know the first thing you do when you get off the train, you have to go up those escalators.
Mm-hmm.
She insists on being last. She does not want to be in the middle of a group of people on an escalator.
Yeah,
so
okay. I can get that.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like, yeah, you want to be last in line.
But yeah, at least for me in that situation, there would be a little bit more order because there's an actual line. And so I'm fine being in a line. I'm you know, because,
okay,
everybody has,
yeah,
their place and you have to be there. But, you know.
That's different,
that
Joy.
Joy, thank you for the call. Thanks for making us laugh. Another Angela, getting a lot of your hot Angelas.
I know,
Jeremy.
It's awesome.
She says, when I fill my car up, I have to stop it at either a 0 or a 5.
I get that. Yeah, I definitely get that. Let me give you the one that Knickknack, my wife, just texted in. I completely forgot about this because it drives me nuts. She's a crazy fast typer. She does a lot of typing for work.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're sitting on the couch watching a movie or something and I'm holding her hand or whatever on the couch, I can feel her fingers moving, little twitches in her fingers. It's because she is typing what she's hearing.
I've heard about that.
So yes, it's the worst thing ever because you can't hold hands with my wife because she'll be moving her fingers because she's typing.
In fact, I think we either talked about this or we talked with her about it many years ago and it blew my mind.
Yeah.
And I asked, you know, I think I asked her, how do you keep up with everything? Like,
H-O-W, like she can see it in her mind.
She's doing the space bar too, I assume.
Yeah, she's hitting space. Yeah, if you sit and watch her at her desk when she types, it's insane. It's, you know, she's one of those.
Yeah.
If we have a long email to write or I have something to write, she's like, here, just let me type it for you. Just tell me and I'll dictate
it. Now, is it just watching shows or if like you're in a social situation, are her fingers going and she's standing there at a happy hour talking to someone?
It's mostly during shows. Yeah. TV time. I haven't noticed it in social situations.
Well,
unless she's doing it, I don't notice
it. Down to her side.
Right.
And is it, does she have to do it with both hands because a keyboard,
mm-hmm,
is...
All I know is when I'm holding is twitching like crazy, and I'm like, knock it off. She's like, I'm sorry, I'm typing.
Can she stop? Or does
Yeah, if she recognizes that she's doing it, she'll stop. Isn't that crazy?
I'm wondering how you enjoy watching a show if you're busy transcribing it the whole time.
No.
I mean, really, that's what she's doing.
I know. Or if it's better because she remembers and hears every detail of what's going on because she is typing it. I don't know, man. It's a weird thing.
We got one more quickly before we go to break. This is from Sarah in Snakewood. Sarah says, and I agree with her, she goes, my quirk is that I hate having the red notifications on my phone screen.
Yes.
And what she's talking about is, like, if you look at the little mail icon,
yep,
and it might have the little red number 4 in a, you know, circle next to it, mm-hmm, showing that you've got 4, you know, inbox items.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. Yep. I have to clear everything. And there was a problem with my phone a couple of years ago where it was a like a recent call or something, and it had the 1, but I scrolled through everywhere, and I couldn't find.
Oh, that's the worst when you can't find it.
You couldn't. I couldn't clear it.
It drives you nuts. It's all you see every time you open your phone is the 1.
It was that way for, like, weeks.
Yeah, I'm with you, buddy. Those have to be zeroed out for sure.
And Sarah, I'm going to give you a ding for that one.
Well done,
that
Sarah.
Is right on. Quick note to everyone who has texted us. We are going to try to write back to all of them, but we got swamped with these.
We're flooded. We're bombarded. Thank you for your thoughts and your messages. Y'all rock.
You know, we love you. Even if we don't write back, we'll do our best.
You know what we should do is we should bring Nicole in to type back to everybody. That's what we need to do.